Let's see. You ever use the term viaduct?
Oh, yeah. They have viaduct out on Bay Street.
Can you describe one of those for me?
I think it's just going up, you know, I don't know where it's a bridge or something. They just say go out there under the viaduct. But I don't know exactly what it is, really.
Now, if you wanted to, some more questions about streets and so forth, if you wanted to park your car, say, out on the street out here, how would you park it?
Parallel park it?
And downtown, though, you don't have to do that anymore.
You horizontal park downtown. Sometimes you parallel park on some of the side streets.
You did? Now, I remember one time, didn't they put the horizontal parking on Dexter Avenue, right in the middle of Dexter?
You know, I think they had some down there, but they had such a big old commotion about it. They just got the horizontal parking place, you know, on the curb.
Let's see. Is it any other place that you used to, if you went down to Pizzitz, where would you usually park?
Well, most of them park in their parking ramps up there. You know that big old bumper stud parking ramp they have?
Is the state going to build one of those?
I don't think so. I don't think the state's going to ever build nothing.
Yeah, I've been reading so much about that, about highway buildings and parking ramps.
Yeah, I don't believe they'll ever. They got a parking ramp down in the Industrial Relations Building, though. They do have that. And it's two or three stories high.
What street is that on?
It's on Monroe Street, and the parking ramp you enter is from Madison Avenue. And I think you can come off on Union Street with it, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I know Mother and Daddy, I think, end up parking at Crampton Bowl.
That's right, park at Crampton Bowl. That's where a lot of folks park. I had a parking place.
That's nice, yeah. Yeah, that is good. You can't beat that. Yeah. We talked about things around Montgomery. Say some of the largest buildings in town. Could you name a few of those?
The Union Bank is the largest building
in
the city.
But how tall is that?
I don't know. I think it's 17, 18 stories high. But it's the tallest building. The First National Bank building, they've enlarged it. It's tremendous.
But how many stories is that one, you know?
I mean, it's 8 or 10 stories high.
Any other particular tall buildings, Sammy?
That's about the only two I know. That's really, of course, like I said, the Union Bank is the tallest one.
Yeah, most people in Montgomery used to always live in houses, but they're building a lot of apartments now.
Building a lot of condominiums and townhouses.
Well, is there a difference between a condominium and a townhouse?
I don't know, really. I know a condominium is you own the building, but you don't own the land. But in a townhouse, somebody told me that you own a little plot of land, too.
Really?
That's what I heard, but I don't know.
Yeah, I never lived. I live in university housing. University on the
but I've heard people talk about it.
There's not any really high-rise apartment buildings in Montgomery, are there?
No.
Most of them out.
They got one high-rise, kind of a high-rise apartment building. It's about 8 or 10 over on Mount Mary Road. But the lower class, you pay according to your income.
Yeah, that where a lot of older people?
Older people, young folks, black, white, and all. It's just according to your income.
What do you call an area in the city where maybe the buildings have been torn down and not replaced? Any?
No, I don't know.
They used to just call it a vacant lot or something?
I reckon so. It's undeveloped land.
Yeah. And what about passageways maybe between two buildings or behind a building, you know, not a street? What would you call that? It's big enough. You know what I'm talking about?
Alleys?
Yeah, alleys. Would you use that, say, between houses, too?
Yeah, a lot of them used to just go down the alley. A lot of people used to have to share driveways. I had a lot of them use the same driveway. And all.